From wherever you may be, welcome in. It's our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who covers technology, sports, and whatever we may throw at him. On Twitter, he is Rick Roswell. Rick, how are you this weekend?
That is true, Sully. I'm doing fine. I'll cover iced coffee. I'll cover sporting events. I'll cover pretty much anything if somebody offers me a cup of coffee or a free meal, I'm there.
And you are most certainly passionate about technology, which we mention in our open every week. And this past week, you got to attend the Georgia Technology Summit at the Cobb Galleria, put on by TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that you got to see at this event. Rick, how was this event?
It's a great event, Sully. It's one of my favorite events of the year. So I've been going for about 7 years, since 2011, I believe. I maybe missed one or two years in there. But this has grown from a one-morning type event to a two-day thing now. 1,400 attendees, pretty much everyone associated with that's in a power position with technology in the state of Georgia. And it's amazing because the state of Georgia really is a top technology state, and even people that live here don't realize that. It's highly regarded around the world, and this summit this week was kind of a celebration of that.
35,000 plus members, 200 plus events per year. This is indeed incredible growth over the years for this event. Talk about the Summit 2018, fueling the innovation economy with what's now and next.
Yeah, it used to be, so I kind of remember the past summits. It used to be kind of a recap or a state of the union of how the last year for technology in the state of Georgia. So, but now they're actually planning ahead, looking ahead, spreading their wings, as one might say, to look beyond the U.S. and worldwide. So Georgia in medical technology, financial tech, a lot of other tech sectors, Georgia is like in the top three. So great to see, and Georgia really does lead the way in technology in a lot of ways.
Any executive in political office is going to be mildly divisive and sometimes incredibly divisive. But Governor Deal, say what you will about him, he's done a lot as it relates to tech and jobs and startups. What did he have to say at this event that he spoke at?
Well, I mean, Governor Deal, I'm sure he's a busy guy. So, Sully, he did a pretty good job with his speech, but I could tell they probably handed him his speech as he was walking onto the stage to give it. But you know, he does know technology fairly well, and he's been instrumental in getting a lot of entrepreneurship and tech startups going here in Georgia. He's encouraged businesses to move, of course, to the state. You know, he gets a lot of credit for the Hollywood is. Hollywooding of Georgia, bringing a lot of the movie making, film industry, and that's helped the tech industry in Georgia. But he's just been a big promoter of having businesses come to Georgia and start up in Georgia, and tech has been the benefit of that.
Companies that were selected as the top 10 and top 40 innovative companies were showcased at this event. What exactly did some of these companies have to say about where they are and where they're going?
Well, a lot of excitement. They love the support they get. They love that there's other companies in the state of Georgia that are startups like them, that they can kind of feed off each other. In sports, Sully, kind of that saying, success breeds success, and that kind of holds true in the tech sector in Georgia. So they love how the innovation that they're promoting is supported. They know that they have a good chance of being successful, and the state of Georgia and TAG promotes their efforts nationally and internationally. So they really have a leg up on a lot of other startups in different states, including, you know, most people think of California, Silicon Valley as kind of the where tech incubators rise up from the ashes. But Georgia's really become that. And it's a lot cheaper here to do business here and start up here in the state of Georgia, so we have that advantage.
Some awards were handed out at the TAG event, one for most innovative tech company in Georgia, and this went to one that has a name I'm sure that people are really attracted to, Monetizer.
Yeah, monetizer.io is their website. So, as you know, Sully, esports and video games are a huge industry. And now really that's kind of spreading into Georgia, the growing of the gaming industry here in the state of Georgia has been huge. Game developers are based here. Games are created here. And Monetizer is kind of the kind of an experience improver for these gamers, for game developers, helping them monetize their efforts, get started, get up and running, and get out to the public. So maybe a sector to watch here in the state of Georgia, Sully, is the video gaming industry and esports, and how big that can become here in the state of Georgia as it spreads around the country and around the world.
The Technology Hall of Fame of Georgia includes the late Governor Zell Miller. He's part of this. Tom Noonan, and technology industry icon, and Ted Turner as well. Who was inducted this year?
Well, also, Sully, one of my favorite people also is in the Georgia Technology Hall of Fame, Dennis Hayes. He's really the inventor of the modem, the guy we can kind of hold responsible, give him credit for kind of us all being online all day now, and he's from here in the state of Georgia, so that's huge. But this year, the Georgia Tech president, Bud Peterson, was honored with induction into the Technology Hall of Fame. And he's, of course, not only the president of Georgia Tech, but he's really encouraged, again, entrepreneurship, startups, people starting their own tech companies. Georgia Tech now has a village for that, as you know, in Midtown, and they really promote that at the university. You can become an entrepreneur and a tech innovator there as much as you can go work for an engineering firm. So a great honor for President Peterson at Georgia Tech, and well-deserved.
The electric car tax credit is occasionally a little bit of a political football as people bat it back and forth, but I guess the word is that it may return for us here in Georgia.
This is an issue I feel strong about, Sully. I know maybe you talked about this years ago on your show, but Georgia had a generous state tax credit if you had an electric car to kind of reduce emissions, and they took it away in 2015. I don't know why. They said they were going to redo it and add something different. They haven't yet. Now state politicians are taking a second look at this, and there's a couple state reps that you know of probably. Fry, Jones, and Alan Peake are introducing a bill to bring the electric car tax credit back to the state of Georgia. Maybe not as generous as it once was, but I think for people that want to get into electric cars and they're becoming more and more popular, this is the least we can do to help reduce emissions in this city, and I'm all for it.
Well, to the few people who I knew who were able to take advantage of that older tax credit as on this subject, I know that they were walking around with big grins on their face, knowing all that money that they had saved and essentially been able to get back from the state.
Well, so the electric cars are a tad more expensive than the normal cars we're buying. So I think that was the least we could do to encourage people. It's great to have those electric cars. You save on fuel. You save on so many things. You help the environment. If you put a little more money in these pockets, it helps people initially as they buy these little more expensive cars. I think that's a good thing and the least we can do, and I hope this tax credit comes back.
Well, this week, an interesting story here in the city of Atlanta with that hack into the computer system. I know that this must have gotten some chatter in the hallways at the TAG conference this week. But what are your initial thoughts on all of this, and what chatter at all did you hear about that at the conference?
There maybe was a little chatter about it. Nothing on the record, but. For kind of the first crisis for the new mayor, Mayor Bottoms here in Atlanta. She I give her credit because she didn't try to hide it or gloss it over at all. She was front and center talking about it from moment one. But it just shows, Sully, how susceptible we all are. Our businesses are. We are personally to hackers and people wanting to charge ransom to get at our own data. This is a problem in this country and, again, around the world. And I know that there's companies that are trying to combat this. I'm sure some here, startups here in the state of Georgia. And let's hope that this problem, among all the other problems we have, can somehow get rectified and we can slow this issue down.
Rick Limpert, you can check him out on Twitter. The handle there for him, Rick Roswell. And he joins us, as always, from an undisclosed Starbucks location north of Atlanta. I hope that there is a good warm beverage in your cup today, Rick, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Maybe a cool iced coffee in my cup as I run a bunch of errands here today, Sully. And good talking with you. Fun to talk about this conference and this subject, and more to come on this, I'm sure.